Why are we living in the Malkos? My focus Rashi and Tosfos as to whether the Malkos are because of Kaner Es that he frequented the Zonot, otherwise how would he be such an expert? Or that the Malkos are for Moshe Shemer. He has no idea what he's talking about. How dare he be Moshe Shemer on a Bach in Israel? The Gemara lends itself to be read in both directions, clearly, and the question is exactly what the relationship is between the first sages and Rav Achai, Khan the Bachor, Khan the Nasui. But the question which can be raised over here is basically the question that the Ritva Alatar raises, and that is what effect Lechora would these Malkos have on someone who learns the first Mishnah of Hanosei Sabasula, the Yom Ravi, Kadesh Yashki Mabez, the Yom HaKamish. Right. Why in the world should anyone come to Bezdin if he knows that he's going to get Malkos? And the Rishon says, in Tomar, the cool Peirushi, irrelevant if you learn like Rashi or you learn like Tosfos. The bottom line is, this fellow's going to get Malkos, right? What does he care? He gets Malkos because for being Machshid himself or for being Machshid his wife. He Masis like Kufrei at the Noel Piz, Lo Yomar Kane. B'shema Yikai Nena V'Isa. The whole reason Chazal made the Takana was in order that we not have a situation where a husband will live with his wife, V'Isur. That is, she, the Emet, is in the case of Eishes Kohei, in the case of Kusim Baskimo, always on Amar Aleph, if it's a Sveika, Shev Shalavarer, then you tell him that all of these situations are cases of Isa. And we don't want him to be Mochel in terms of Isa. It's not his Isa to be Mochel. Suvi to be Mochel, but Isa is not his to be Mochel. So over here, what are we doing? We're telling him come to Bezdin, and if you come up with a taina that we feel is problematic, we're going to give you Malkos. So the Ritzvah gives one answer, which really could be two. One, he says, Yesomar the Kimlu, who were Rabbonah, the Kohevah, the Kimlu, Pesach Pasuah, Mishun Kufre, Lo Mimimna, Militon. That if your person feels strongly enough about what he's saying, even if he's going to get Malkos, that won't stop him from saying what he's saying. Oh, right. It'll be a whistleblower. It'll be on the front page of Time Magazine, end of the year. And so in Achanan, maybe he'll get Malkos, but that's not going to stop him from being a whistleblower. He's going to say his thing, and therefore we still get the Takana of Shem Yashimu Bezdin still is on the book. That's the first Teretz of the Ritzvah. And then he gives another Teretz, which Achara, I mean, he has, in the edition that we have, there's a Kama and a Dalit, which appears that it's all one Teretz, but Achara can be separate. Did the Tanas Donim Shita Deleka Kufre? And he saw close up, you know, when the husband comes to medicine, generally his taina would be taina zamin. And with the Gemara, it reduces the option of also taina pesach pasua. And that's a tremendous chiddush. That says the zina pesach pasua, close up. But basically, the track in the Mishnah is that he'll be towing taina zamin. If he's towing taina zamin, it's already to give him malchus, he's coming with the mitzvahs. There was a mapa, and there was no dam, and that's the mitzvah that he's coming with, and that there'd be no malkos. Only malkos are on Pesach Pasua. And so in the classic situation, there would be no malkos. Whereas what about the case of Pesach Pasua? So there he has his first teretz, that kibbuhu rabbanan, he'll come, even though he would get malkos. However, there is a different direction that one can mendayek in the Rashba. The Rashba, Malakar, very, very short section, just two lines. The Rashba says, Dibra Maskor of Achai Nishani Kanda Bachor Kanda Almon. So he says, Vedafka lehafsidak suvasa eno ne'eman. Ava la'osra alav ne'eman. Da'af al-pishu hu panui, ha'ka amar, the kimlei. The Shavi Chaticha di Isura. And he says, also the Chantiri Sharaitan, etc. Not sure if the right meant, but what does the Rashba say? we saw in our Gemara that we have two planes of the Taina Pesach Pasuach. The Taina Pesach Pasuach begins with Rabbi Lazar on the bottom of Testament days. Amar Rabbi Lazar on Pesach Pasuach Asasi Ne'eman Lo Osra Allah. And then we move over into the question whether also Ne'eman Lo Hafsida Ketuvasa or not. And Rashi assumed that Rabbi Lazar held Ne'eman Lo Osra Velo Ne'eman Lo Hafsida Ketuvasa. Then we have a day that may be Ne'eman Midoraita Lafsida Ketuvasa. Then we have a day that may be Midrabanan Ne'eman Lo Hafsida Ketuvasa. And then we move into our sugya. So it could be that our sugya is the continuity of the Hafsida Ketuvasa, namely on the level of Lo Osra Allah. A, we believe him, and B, he would get Malkos. When he moves over to Lafsida Ketuvasa, there we say that either we do or don't believe him, and he gets Malkos. What's the difference between these two worlds of Lo Osra Allah and Lafsida Ketuvasa? The Gemara itself stresses a distinction. Moment of versus Easter, and what level, and what creates the Easter? Shavya Nashe. And what do you need for a Shavya Nashe? Even a taina of lokim lay, right? And with the lokim lay, kamash malan, that even a taina of lokim lay perhaps can create a shavya nashi. Nashi ain't king. In order to see the kufasa, what do you require? A taina mevureret. Right? That's what the Gemara kept saying. Maybe that's the kind of zonim is named on a tzidik tzibasa. Maybe not tesa pasua. That tesa pasua is not a tana mevureres. So what does he have to do? He has to come and say, Kimli, I'm certain. I'm 100% for certain. On that he gets the malkos. Namely, that if he comes to Desin and says, I'm really not sure, but it appears to me, tesaf masua masati. That would be enough la osrela. That's a sugi on the tesa medala. In order to move over to Lafsida Ketuvasa, he can't come to Besin and say, I'm really not sure, but that's certainly not going to work. They're not going to be Mamsi Lumen or Tuva. They said, I'm really not sure what. But he says, I'm certain. So either he says, I'm certain, and then we say, okay, Ne'eman. But then we give him Malkos because he was frequenting the Zonot. Or we say, you're certain. You want to give this woman a Shemra, you know, where it's based on your Hasharot, not the Tom. How do you know these things? And so for saying that you're certain that this woman is done, that will give you Malkos. I mean, the difference over here is that the Malkos come about from his certainty. The Malkos come about from his certainty. And the certainty is necessary in order to have Sidak Suvata. Masha'im Kain, if we're talking about La Osra La, so there, Ma'u the Tema, Hasam, Levada Kimle. Avalacha Mecha, Mudavo Kimle, Kamash Malon. So we saw two Perushim in the Kamash Malon. Right? Kamash Malon, the net over here is Kimle, or Kamash Malon, even if he's not Kimle. So if we take the second approach, Kamash Malon, even if he's not Kimle, that's enough to create a Pesach Pasuah, then we could have a situation where Ne'eman La'otzer Allah without Malkos, based on the Tainash Shema. Tainash Shema, self. We tell him to come to Desin. We tell him, if you have any problem, if you have any question, come to Desin. Because we don't want there to be a situation where he's going to live with his wife, the Yisrael. Mashiach came, when he comes to Desin, in order to have Sidak Suvasa, then Desin says, you have to be certain, because I'm certain, that's where the Malkos come in. That's what appears from the Rashba. Nachon, Baruch. Rishon couldn't say that because he learned the Kimle as Kamashman the Kimle. So if you need a Kimle for Osrela, you can't distinguish. But if you learn the, like we saw in the sheet of the name of Rashi, that the Gemara on Daftesa Medalov is telling us that a Taina Shema is enough to create already an Osrela, then there's very clearly room to distinguish between the sugyos. And then this would be continuity of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says that we have the Heim Amru Veheim Amru on Pesach Pasuah. That same Rav Nachman says, however, even though I said we have the Heim Amru Veheim Amru, there's going to be Malkos. Right? The Rav Nachman is working, you know, within the sugya of Rav Sidak Suvasa. But on the level of La Osra Lov, and the whole takana of Yashim Levezdin was made for La Osra Lov. So what is made for the Ksuvah? You should be Malkar her Ksuvah. For that, we don't need a takana of Yashim Levezdin. We only need a Mask Yashim Levezdin for the Easter. Okay, that's Maisa number one. Maisa number two, we have two Lashonos. Right? We have an Ika Da'amri. What are the two Lashonos? Ahud also came to the Nawi Amalekatu Matasi. Amar lei shema hitisa emshalcha mashal etc. Ika da amri hachi amar lei shema benezid hitisa. What over here is the distinction between the two lashonas? So Rashi says, what's the basis of the ika da amri? Ika da amri belong is kaven lo shchi achataya. Lo amrinan shema hita. Evakach v'zakol Shema b'mezid mitzisa. Is this familiar to us? Like, what over here are we saying? That we have two deos in the Gemara as to whether bistam, when a person is not mechavein, are we choshesh that there would be hakaya? Is this familiar? We have something similar to this? On Chesem Adeis, in terms of what question? In terms of breaking secretion. Nachon. That the question is, if, in other words, would we break the secretion with a Shema Hitasel? So we saw in Rashi the option that even the Sama, even if he didn't intend to be Mata, the possibility of being Mata is really enough to break the secretion. Now Shenkin tells us it's not. That if the Sama, we're not going to say that it's not a secretion. The Sama borrows the secretion. Only if he was Mechavin to be Mata, that would break the secretion. So parallel to what we have on the It's Baba Magaz, huh? Hamadis. Parallel to what we have on the Hamadis, we have over here as to whether in a situation of Enoch Miskaven, there is enough of a shash of Hatoya that we should view it as halakhically relevant. Here, it's halakhically relevant in terms of La Ostrella. Over there, it was halakhically relevant in terms of Hilchot Shabbos, in terms of secretion. Okay. The third case over here is in terms of what's called nowadays medically done, samui. That you can have, I think it's called colt blood. In other words, that they test people in terms of their so'ah to see whether their blood and so'ah can be seen, but there are traces. And those traces would be enough that maybe the person should undergo prison for the medical test, surgery, etc. May point to a machala he has in his me'ayim. So over here, that was very known by Chazal. You could have people down that wouldn't be obvious. They would be covered over with this situation of Shifazera. And there's a way of seeing it. Okay. Then we have this situation of where the woman claims that she's still a basula. And there was a theoretical test for such a condition, and the theoretical test was found to be a practical test. Then we have the case of the Jewish decay. Okay, I have nothing to add on these cases. In terms of the Mishnah mentions the Sula, Suvata, Matzayim, Amana, Mana. However, the Sula, Amana, Grusha, Halutzim and Ha'irutzim, where we would have a question, is she viewed as a basula or as a bu'ula? You take Suvata Matayim, the Yeshvahem Tanak Basulim. What does it mean, the Yeshvahem Tanak Basulim? The Rashi says, Im lo mitza'a ha'sheni betula, ibda kol ketuvata, demekach tolus hulo. Okay, as to whether she's ma'abedet her entire ksuva, or as to whether she's ma'abedet only part of her ksuva, that we'll see in Yirat Hashem on the Yiralot Amad Beis. However, what's important over here is that Rashi points out we have the same phrase in the Mishnah on the Beis Amad Aleph, Shin Yesh Latanat Besulim Hayamashim on Beisin. We have the same phrase over here in the Mishnah on the Yud Amad Beis, V'yesh Lahem Tanat Besulim. But on that day, Zemar Aleph Tanat Besulim, Rashi interpreted in terms of Iser Veheder. Right? Shem Azisa Tachta, Venesra Aleph. And over here, Rashi understands Yesh Lahem Tanat Besulim in terms of Ksuva. So the question is, what pushed Rashi to move from one to the other, or in the same parrot? And we have the same phrase, Yesh Tanat Besulim. Tanat Besulim always has two Nakaminos, one in terms of Isa Vahedra and one in terms of Mamanot. Right. So you could say it's a context, right? The context of the Mishnah over here is the context of Ksuva, so Rashi interprets Yeshon Tanat Besulim in terms of Ksuva. But the Neyoshu over here is made of something very, very proper, and that is that the only time that we're going to have a situation of Tanat Besulim, which will create Isa Vahedra, is if we're dealing with an HS Kohen, or we're dealing with Kusi Vas Gimel. And here the Mishnah excludes those two options. It points out we're dealing with a Grusha, So we're not dealing with a possibility of a woman for Eishes Kohen, and we're dealing with a Chalutza, so it's not a possibility of Kusim Bas Gimel, because a Chalutza is a Gedola, and that's why Rashi learns over here, Yesh Matanat Yisurim is on the level of Tzuva, but on the level of Yisur V'Hetzer, we don't have a Sfeich Sfeika. Okay, could be, interesting. It's not the way we learn the Tavbeis Amid Aleph, but the Tavbeis Amid Aleph, we learn within Rashi, that even by Shar Nashim, still, we have the Tanas Besulim, you come to this, and it's a Sfeich Sfeika Shef Shevavara, etc. But, I guess you could learn that over here, it's just a question of the context of the Mishnah. Zehu, okay, I mean, the rest is very fascinating from a linguistic standpoint, in terms of what different words mean, and how the meaning fits in with the shorish of the word. But nothing to add. Anyone have anything they want to add? Anything that they saw that will broaden our horizons on this blood of Gemara? It's a sugi in Makos that we have a concept of Makos to Rabbanon simply on the level of Kshad. It's Makos to Rabbanon that Rabbanon used the tool of Makos in order to be able to create certain boundaries within societal norms in the realm of Arayos. And so the moment that this person went beyond the bounds, then already we can give him this form of malchus. It's the same malchus that were given those who were going to be born in Kedushin to someone who was a kaddish who would be up. So but there also it points out that the person gives malchus because of going beyond the realms of tzniut. So who had in over here? But all right, this is a malchus for breaking the rules of tzniut. But we find in our examples that this is. We find it in various circumstances also, if I'm not mistaken, when the mentioned the Gemara in Sukkah, when Sukkah says Hashaleva, that they used to have Shotrim, because there would be problems of Tzniut, but also the Shotrim would be empowered to use this tool of Malkos to prevent having problems in terms of the world of Tzniut. Good question, no, right. Think about it. Those are simply the marma comments. Yes?
This is the reason we don't opt to saying if I'm not the last one.
Yeah?
That same kind of rule that people started with in terms of what's going on in that case, it does pass through. You think it's saying that it's definitely can.
Even on the level of Isser Vehetim, even on the level of Isser Vehetim, given this after the Tan Shavura, but it could be over here, that's why I thought maybe a little differently. I thought maybe that over here that we have three levels. You have a level of Vados, and then we have a level of Vokim Lay, and then we have the statement, Rabbi Gamliel pointing out that we have even less than a regular Lokim Lay, namely that Rabbi Gamliel introduced the Shema Hitisa to even lower the possibility of the Lokim Lay to a point where there's not even a Leidas HaSafek. That the Ein Tana, Shemitov Tevarav, even on the level he did previously. And it takes it even lower than the classic Vokim Lay. And therefore, even though according to Avalasa, we would say, but in this situation, it's even less than that. That's why it's not granted. One step lower, yes?
Why can't you say in the Mishnah that we are talking about an Eishes Kohen?
So talking about a second marriage after she was miscarriage from the first marriage.
It says Almana. It says Almana also.
He says Basula who's an Almana or a Grusha, etc.
So it could be an Ishus Kohen. So we talk about an Ishus Kohen. She's an Almana from an Erusin and she's now married to a Kohen.
No, but that since the Mishnah lists, that not all the cases of the Mishnah would work out by an Ishus Kohen, and not all the cases of the Mishnah would work out by a Kusim Daskimon. I mean, that there are cases that would be excluded. It's a Chatat Tanirashim. Okay, but in other words, he wasn't saying that you can't fit it in. He's saying that what would have been into all the cases, you've got to pick and choose. Okay, as I pointed out, Mir Hashem will spend more time. Yes, I'm sorry.
Because
the
subject of Rashi says that you get Malkus because she makes fun of it. That's what he's
saying about. No. The May is pun of in Rashi?
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
I understood that the Tosas is the one who raises the concept. Did I say that? Yeah. Tosas is the one who raises the concept of Motzi Shemra. Rashi.
Why
is getting Malkus? He's getting Malkus because he's informing us that he was Roez or not.
You know, we don't believe that.
No, according to Rashi, we do believe if he's making himself into a Rasha,
he's not making a statement that he's a Rosh. He's making a statement about a certain Messias.
Mm-hmm.
And that Messias leads us to believe that he did such and such a thing.
The Ha'otas Panim over here is Tanas Bori. Again, but he would come and say, I think, maybe, but that would be a whole different world. That would only apply to Issa, it wouldn't apply to Mammon. The moment he wants to master her Ksuba, then it requires the Tanas Vadai. The Tanas Vadai. Is it more than a Tanas Vadai?
We're not giving him to Ksuba, but we're leaving him not to get Mammon.
We're believing him enough the vados in which he's saying it is a vados that can only come from someone who whether he was Roez Onos or he wasn't Roez Onos, but he gives the impression that he was Roez Onos, and that for the Ha'atas Panim of that this is something which one could state clearly in Bezdin without any shame, but that how fun him and that he gets an alpha that philosophy over here it's like a double echoes in use, you know, it's the that whether he was or he wasn't Roez Onos, the fact of speak about it as though it's a double shamabaka, something that's to be taken for granted. That's how it's fun him. And since it is something which is unsaid as opposed to being said, so it doesn't come under Eidon the Mesim Asno Russia. The Ruben pointed out just the background of what he was saying.
So it's
Malkus Rabban, yeah. The Malkus Marki. Laman Yishnu Viro. Laman Yishnu Viro. That's the power that Bezdin has in order to be able to maintain a framework of society. Okay, so believe me, next time we'll see Sugya Dafyadav. I put up a sign yesterday that those who are interested, so right after Nimsa, for about a half hour, I think 1.5 hours, we'll try and break it up into six sessions just to review. I don't know if Harish Mishpah, if you have the Yerah Day of LB, you can break it up, otherwise I'll put a citation to do that here. So you'll have them in front of you. You have Ruben's son's book, it was very helpful. How much does it cost?
How much
does it cost? today, Wednesday. Tomorrow, Dr. Lamb is giving.